Executive， 我们来看一下行政部门。The executive branch consists of 15 departments and many independent agencies. The main function of them is to carry out laws.
行政部门由15个部门和许多独立机构组成，他们的主要功能是执行法律。
The department heads, the secretaries, form the cabinet, which is a major source of advice and assistance to the president.
部长组成内阁，内阁是总统的主要建议和援助来源。
The President of the United States is the head of state of the U.S., the chief executive of the federal government, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
美国总统是美国的国家元首，也是联邦政府首脑，同时也是三军统帅。
The United States was the first nation to create the office of president at the head of state in the modern republic. The president's status makes him the most prominent figure as the first citizen of the United States, and his wife is called the first lady.
美国是现代共和国中第一个设立总统职位作为国家元首的国家。总统的地位使他成为美国第一公民，他的妻子被称为第一夫人。
The 45th and current president of the United States is Donald J. Trump. He was sworn in the January the 20th, 2017.
美国第45任现任总统是唐纳德 J. 特朗普，他于2017年1月20日宣誓就职。
The president has powers to manage national affairs and the working of the federal government.He can issue rules, regulations, and instructions, which are called executive orders. He is commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States, so he has the power to raise, train, supervise, and deploy American armed forces, provided Congress approves.
总统有权管理国家事务和联邦政府的工作，他可以发布规则、规章和指令，这些被称为行政命令。他是美国三军统帅，在国会批准的情况下，有着提高、训练、监督和部署美国军队的权利。
The president controls American foreign policy.
总统控制着美国的外交政策。
He appoints the Secretary of State with the approval of the Senate.
他通过参议院的批准任命国务卿。
The Secretary of State is the official spokesperson for U.S. foreign policy and is the President's chief foreign affairs advisor.
国务卿是美国的官方发言人，也是总统的首席外交事务顾问。
The President also holds significant influence in lawmaking.
总统对立法也有重要影响。
The Constitution invests Congress with all legislative powers.But much of the American legislation is made by proposals of the president. If Congress passes any bills he does not like, he may veto them by refusing to sign them.
宪法赋予国会立法权，但美国的大部分立法是由总统提案制定的。如果国会通过了他不喜欢的法案，他可以拒绝签署来否决这些法案。
The president can also influence the decision of the federal courts. He has the power to nominate justices of the Supreme Court and the other federal courts.
总统还可以影响联邦法院的决定，他有权提名最高法院和其他联邦法院的法官。
There is a nucleus of leadership under the president in the administrative branch. It is called the cabinet.Which serves the president as a presidential council. The cabinet is made up of the heads of the 15 executive departments, appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate.
在总统的行政部门有一个领导核心，它被称为内阁。作为总统委员会，内阁由15个行政部门的首脑组成，总统任命并经参议院批准。
According to the Constitution, the President must be a natural-born American citizen, at least 35 years of age, and a resident of the United States for at least 14 years. He can only serve two successive four-year terms. Throughout American history, Franklin D. Roosevelt was the only president who served more than two successive terms.
根据美国宪法，总统必须是美国本土出生的公民，至少35岁，并且在美国居住至少14年。他只能连任两届四年任期，但罗斯福总统是唯一一位连任超过两届的总统。The White House, the official presidential residence, is located in Washington, D.C. The president works and lives in this building, and the offices for his senior staff are also located here. 白宫是总统的正式住所，位于华盛顿特区。总统工作和生活在这栋大楼里，他的高级职员的办公室也在这里。The president has enormous powers, but his powers are not unlimited. He must ask Congress for every dollar his administration spends. His nomination of officials and his foreign treaties must be confirmed by the Senate. He has to report to Congress on his military action abroad for approval.Finally, if he abuses his power or commits a crime, he may be impeached by Congress. 总统拥有很大的权力，但他的权力不是无限的。他的政府支出的每一美元都需要国会的同意。他对官员的任命和外交条约必须得到参议院的批准。最后，如果他滥用权力或犯罪，他可能会被国会弹劾。